Yes, good evening, dear listeners. Good evening, followers of Eagle FM. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. And shortly, I will be joined by my colleague, Zafia Basson. Thank you very much for joining us. And we are always very happy to be with you, particularly this point in time at this platform where we talk about matters of economic concern. Yes, like we are always doing it, The time is 7:18. You are listening to Business and Economic Segment. We would like to thank Dwight and Hermut for coming up with, home run. However, it's also the time where we discuss matters of finance, matters of economy, matters of trade, matters of global relations, and also matters which, affect bread and butter issues. So for those of you who are coming for the first time, for those of you who are listening to us for the first time, Business and Economic Segment is your platform where we discuss economic discussion. It's your platform where we discuss matters of bread and butter. And it's your discussion where we analyze various policies, policies which are related to, domestic issues and also external issues which are affecting the way we do things here in Namibia. Because the fundamental aim of this program is to make sure that, the discussion is being driven somewhere. So the discussion is being driven somewhere. The discussion is being discussed in order to make sure that, at the end of the day, we instill those, thought-provoking, discussions, and we also make sure that the discussion is not only general discussion, but discussion based on something which need to be done, based on something which need to be done when it's coming to the Namibian economy. As we are always saying, we always wanted Namibia to be better. And yeah, dear listeners, after every discussion that we bring about, we always, make sure that we give an opportunity to those who can bring their input. We give an opportunity to those who, can come up with their constructive discussion, constructive criticism, not necessarily to agree with everything that we are saying, but, to make sure that you come up with your point, you come up with your perspective, you come up with your alternative, is for us to discuss. Because at the end of the day, we may be in different platforms, we may have different different qualifications, different experience. However, the aim is not for you to win the argument, and that is not what is important. The aim is for you to make sure that at the end of the day, we come up with practical, tangible, and also solutions which can assist the Namibia that we want. Because when you look at global statistics, when you look at global reports, I've been talking about this for a long time now, to say, apart from press freedom, press freedom and gender equality, giving opportunity to women also to shine, I think we are behind in a lot of things, and all international reports are not on our side. Because when you look at Financial Task Force report, we are not on the good side. When you look at Global Risk report, we are also not on the good side. When you look at various reports, when you look at economic inequality, we are also not on the good side. But how can we do these things? When you look at youth unemployment, we are also not on the good side in SADC region, and also in the, entire, regions. So we need to make sure that, those discussions are being brought up, and those discussions are driven somewhere. So, as I told you, I'm not, always alone, always joined by my colleagues. And yeah, like we're always saying, joined by Zafia Basson, and to engage us on this matter. Zafia, good evening.
Good evening, how are you?
I'm doing very well. How have you been? How was your day?
I'm good, thank you.
It is understandable. Yes. Okay, so before we go to the conversation for today, we always make sure that, we are telling our listeners for you to be a good citizen who understands economic matters, for you to be a good citizen who, you know, always following, you know, what we do and get, your economic data, you get your economic insight, make, you know, right, strategic economic decisions. You need to follow us on all our social media platform. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on X. Follow us on LinkedIn. And also follow us on Instagram. So like our page, share our page so that other followers who are following you will also be able to follow us. So they will be able also to be not left out when it's coming to sharing of knowledge, sharing of economic insight, sharing of, you know, developmental news, and also being part of Eagle FM. Apart from us being on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, it's also very important to make sure that you like our page for the Villager newspaper and you download our e-paper. We also have our e-paper. That is, of course, your online paper, which is coming out every Monday, every Wednesday, and also every Friday. Download it in your phone, read it, and you'll be able also to synthesize what you are getting, and also don't just read for the sake of reading and understanding those information. Read also for the sake of you knowing and make sure that application of knowledge, because they are saying education or being informed is not only about you memorizing data, is the practical application of the knowledge and skills that you are going to show in the community that you are finding yourself. And the other thing is also very important also is downloading of our Eagle FM app. Download our Eagle FM app. There are those who are asking to say, no, Eagle FM, are you guys not operational? Are you guys cut out? Are you guys not, are your frequency is not reaching us? We are telling you to say, we are moving where the world is moving. And you can only do that by making sure that understand where the world is moving. We are moving to the world of digitalization and digitization. And it's very important for our dear listeners and followers to change with time. So we move to an app. Those who find themselves not reached by the frequency, we move to an app. And that's, of course, Eagle FM app. Download it in your phone the same way you have your WhatsApp, the same way you have your Instagram app, the same way you have your Facebook app. Download Eagle FM app. Eagle FM is one of the very simple, smart, and understandable app that you can put in your phone. When you put it in your phone, you'll be able now to listen to what is going on. At that moment, the programs, talk shows that are happening, current news which are happening at that moment. And also, interestingly, we also have our open archive, that is podcast. You'll find yourself in a situation where, you know, the show that you're supposed to listen to or the program that you're supposed to follow, you happen to be busy or you were just somewhere not able to follow. Or maybe you were not closer to your radio or you were not closer to your phone at that time when the program was on air. You can do that by going Eagle FM app, go to podcast, that's an open archive, well documented with their dates, time, and years. Then you can listen to them and you'll be up to date. Lastly, is our Imba app. It's a blue app. It's an Imba app. It's a digital form of a hymn book. Imba app is a digital form of a hymn book. And you can download it and use it the same way you use a hymn book, hard copy hymn book, because those of you who go to church, those of you who go to, you know, those happy events, and also indeed, not to say unfortunate life events like funerals, memorials, that's something that you cannot run away from. There's a situation where you need the hymn book. And there are situations where you can be coming from work or you just do not really have a hard copy of a hymn book. We made life easier for you by downloading our Imba app. When you download Imba app, you have access to hymn books, not only in Oshiwambo and English. We also have local Namibian languages such as Afrikaans, Silozi, and Oshiherero, and many other local languages that you can use. So it's going to be very easy for you to access that by just having it in your phone. And even a pastor, you find yourself in a situation where you gave your hymn book to somebody or you just do not manage to bring it that time to church. You can use Imba app and lead your congregation and live happy in a digitalized world. So we are going to a commercial break. From there, we are going to go into it. We are going to go to the discussion for today. And remember, stay tuned. We are here until the hour of 1900 hours.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Mukungulele kwa tuko maikuto amina apidi kwa mavchaziva. Muvele kusema app atoloka sinchavu kamso, zakale liferile, mise kunani zencha. Kuzwa kwa kushimba lifera zari vuka, kuya kwa lifasi la lifera fama kepe. Muvone maikuto amancha a imba app, muikutwe kulibusie mbasa antoye nguyetuna. Muikole sifera fama kepe, marizo hola mina. Hamuvone, imba encha ni encha farizwe ikopanya mifuta ya lifera matasa app ilini, kukopanya naha ni kuhasa nyali nzwira mlimu. Zengwi zefu mani hamasfera sesfa app ya imba kize tatama. Elsin, ehangano, oshiherero, omaemuriro, Catholic, smane kakarunga, Africans, ni zengwi zengata. Muluri zeze kachenu, haiva mtavira kulisfera sa kereke ya mina, si eke zwefa mkoloko walifera za imba, 0812358063, kapa mlumere imele kwa digital@omalighty.com. Muzive ni kufumana imba kachenu, mkona kufumana fa App Store ni Google Play Store.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past,
mm.
and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the
eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Listen to Eagle FM in Lodritz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.0.
Audio mnangeshefa ni wahara kushivifa oma kuroe kupitira muhoriki radio station aweyo Eagle FM. Enya mkuro olongaha. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosha ipindi kono rahetatu imwe, heali imwe, ne heali, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mwamberewa kono rahetatu natu, mbali o hetatu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Ninge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opo umone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
So you're tuned into business economics segment. And as we stated that we are on the topic of the cost of unproductive diplomatic relations. David, I personally think Namibia doesn't necessarily need to keep its embassies. Or, you know, all the embassies.
Yeah.
Only those that are really, you know, that are contributing to our economy. That are basically, contributing to sectors like tourism, skills transfer, trade, investments, and that are basically doing well, that the country can basically look back and say, this is doing well for our country, you know?
Yeah, I think that is a very important comment. And, I think we must learn from other countries because, maybe let's start with, diplomatic relations, because when people come across discussion of diplomatic relation or international relations, they think about complicated things. It's just relationships. It's like human beings. Mm. A state is like a human being, and a human being at a larger scale. It's like a human being getting into relationship with others.
Mm.
And there is a statement in international relations to say, in international relations, there's no permanent friends and permanent enemies. There's only permanent interest. It means that you are my friend because we go to school together. You are my friend because we are study buddies. You are my friend because we are sharing the common goal.
There's a benefit.
Yeah, there's a benefit. There's actually something that we are moving toward to. But if we come to the point where you become not useful, become a burden to me. The friendship is not beneficial. It reaches expiring date. And that's why when you talk about now international relations, countries got into relationship with other countries. I can get into a relationship with a bigger country because I know you have military security.
Yes.
You have military power. You are my friend and you assist me with your military assistance. But mm-hmm. on top of that, I also give you minerals, for example.
Mm-hmm.
We are in good relationships
mm-hmm.
and we are also, and we are also maybe, sharing, other relations, either cultural relations and also many other relations. But when you come to the point where that thing is finished, you have a right to say, thank you very much, Zafia, and I think our interests here, they are not matching anymore. We start behaving differently. Our interests here are not matching anymore.
That's when we have to actually cut our ties.
Yeah, that's why now today when you talk about unproductive diplomatic relations, we are also looking at what South Africa, Department of International Relations and Cooperations did.
Mm.
South Africa is a big country, it's a big economy. But I like what the Minister of International Relations did, Reonhard Lamola, to say, although we are a big economy, there are relations that we have which are not productive.
Mm.
There are relations that we have which we can keep at a smaller scale. Like you just friendship at the talking level. Because we have nothing to share. Then he said, no, on the 3rd of May, 2025, they give a statement within the Ministry of International Relations to say, by the 30th of June, they are going to close down an embassy in Sofia. It's a place in Bulgaria to say that, embassy is going to be closed. However, they are still going to keep the relations at a lower level. What is this saying? On top of that, when you go to that statement, it's also indicating to say, this is in line with South Africa diplomatic realignment, which means that they are going back and see which relationships we have. You know, it's telling you a lot of things to say. You can have 100 people that you are calling your friends, but when you are in trouble, it's only 5 that are showing up.
Okay.
Then those are not your friends.
Exactly.
South Africa decided to say, no, Bulgaria, we understand you, but we are going to close down our embassy because I don't think there is something which they are getting from there.
There's no benefit that we're getting from this relationship.
Yeah. And I think that is where the point of discussion should come from, to say, what can Namibia learn from the statement? How many countries are in relationship with, are in diplomatic relations with Namibia, and what is Namibia getting? It's a point where we need to start to say, can also Namibia realign its diplomatic missions? Because to some analysts, they view it as a form of creating employment for other people. But a diplomatic relation was supposed to be direct and indirect benefits. To say it must be based on economy. If Namibia is in a relationship with a country like country B, then we are in trade relations. But if you are in a relations with country C, but the value of trade is not even below 10 million.
Mm.
What is the use of having it?
Mm.
Not even, trade of value between a state and a bigger company is not like that. Then you say, no, it's better for us to at least cut these ties.
Mm.
Then we keep it at a minimum because having an embassy is big. You need a lot of people there. You need an ambassador. You need a deputy ambassador. You need first secretary, the second, the third secretary, all the staff members.
It's and expensive.
It's expensive to maintain. Mm. Yeah, that's why I think with South Africa, they made the right choice. But the question that we need to ask is, so where is Namibia standing in terms of this? Are we still going to have this? Maybe after a commercial break, we also need to look at the budget. How much are we spending on international relations?
Mm.
Are we only spending money on paying salaries, or are we spending money on getting something? Because relationships at the international level are costly, and the countries there, they have to make sure that they bring back something home, because you are being sent to hunt. You are being sent to go and hunt. Mm. And if you are not bringing anything, or that jungle is not productive, you come back and we redeploy you, or we cut that cost. So I think that's one question that we need to look at. And that is also something that as a citizen, or as somebody who follow what's happening around the world, it's not only about the state. It's about human beings also. It's not only about the state, it's about human beings. What can you learn from this? Because life of a state, the same as life of a human being, becomes so expensive to that extent that unnecessary relationships, they become a burden, and they drive a country somewhere which it was not supposed to go, because it's not correct. Because after, you know, after 1990, when Namibia got independence, Namibia got into a lot of relationships with a lot of countries, bilateral, at a multilateral level, a lot of relationships with other countries. But when you look at what we, how we are doing economic wise, then you question yourself to say, do we have friends? That's one thing that we need to look at. So dear listeners, you are listening to Business and Economic Segment. We are looking at unproductive diplomatic relations, and we are making a comparative analysis with you know, South Africa and Namibia, based on the statement, or based on South Africa directive from this international relation directories to say, I mean, department to say, they are going to end their relation with Bulgaria, not only Bulgaria, but with other countries which is not aligned with their economic interests. So you can engage us in the studio at 083-288-401, 083-288-401. So we are going to a commercial break, then we can come back to the conversation.
Mukungu lelekwa tuko maikuto wami na apiri kwa mavuchaziva. Mvele kisema app ato kasi nchavu kamso, zakale liferire, mise kunane zencha. Kuzwa kwa kushimba lifera zalivuka kuyakwa lifasi la lifera fama kepe. Muvone maikuto amancha a imba app, mwikutwe kulimusie mba santo ye nguyetuna. Mwikole sifera fama kepe, marizo hola mina. Hamuvone. Imba encha ni encha farizwe ikopanya mifuta ya lifera matasa app ilini kukopanya naha ni kuhasa nyali nzwila mlimu. Zengwi zefu mani hamasi fera sesifa app ya imba kize tatama. Elsin, ehangano, oshiherero, omaemuriro, Catholic, simane kakarunga, Africans, ni zengwi zengata. Mwuluri zeze kachenu, haiva mtavira kulisfera sa kereke ya mina, si eke zwefa mkoloko walifera za imba, va 081-235-8063, kapa mlumere imele kwa digital@omalaiti.com. Muzive ni kufumana imba kachenu, mkona kufumana fa App Store ni Google Play Store.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Catatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Catatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye. Listen to Eagle FM in Ludritz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.5. 91.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.0.
Olum nangeshifa noahara kushivifa oma kuroyo kupitira muhorike radio station ayo Eagle FM enyamukuru olongaha ningekwata fano na Monica kushikondosha ipindi konorahita tuimwe heali imwe ne heali imwe imwe nohamano that is 0817147116 mamberewa konorahita tu natu mbali oheta tu vatatu ne nola no natu ninge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na opo umone oshijemo shiri nawa
Eagle FM, the eye.
Yes, we are continuing with business and economic segment. We are continuing with the business and economic segment with David Shombe and my colleague
Zafia Basson.
And today we are talking about international relations. We are talking about unproductive friendship between countries and what does it mean? And how can Namibia learn a lesson from this? And maybe let us look at a bit on where we are standing, where Namibia is standing, because when you look at where Namibia is standing in terms of international relations, when you look at our Article 96 of Namibian Constitution, which reaffirm or outline the commitment of Namibian state on international relations, and also adoption of policy of non-alignment, and also promote international cooperation, peace, security, and establish of just and beneficial relation with nations. When you go and read our white paper, our international relation policy, you'll be able to understand that Namibia itself, it was very strategic to position itself in international relations to say, in doing our business, we make sure that Namibia is a friend of everyone and also enemy to none. That was the concept of those years where Namibia wanted to grow, to say we cannot really choose sides when countries are fighting. We need to make sure that our approach as a small state country is to make sure that we approach it at a level of saying, let us support negotiations, let us support peaceful resolutions. That's why when you look at Namibia and its relationships with countries in the world, you'll be able to realize to say, even countries which are not friends with each other, they are Namibian friends. Even countries which are at war with each other, they are Namibian friends. Give an example to Russia and Ukraine. They are all our friends. You look at China, US, there is no really a bold decision of Namibia when it's coming to international relations to say, we are not really interested in this one, or we are sending this one home. We did not even reach that level. But for how long are we going to say we are a friend with everyone and the enemy to none? Not necessary to say we must create enemy, but are we getting anything from being too friendly with everyone? Are we getting anything or being played? Because at the end of the day, decision must be made based on economic return, based on maybe safety, based on future assurance in terms of trade and also other cooperations. Because not necessarily about number, but it's about what are you getting. Because South Africa realized to say, there's a lot of trade war going on in the world, and there's no guarantee of surviving economically without you making decisions where it's preparing itself for this trade war or economic slowdown or economic downturn to say, because of what's happening in the globe, it makes sure that the unnecessary cost, we must cut the cost. Mm-hmm. And there's no hard feelings. If I say, no, let's cut the cost, is to say, I respect you, but it's not necessary anymore. You must understand this to say, it's a country which also want to develop. It's a country which also has highest unemployment like Namibia, and it's the highest unequal country in the world economically, followed by Namibia. Then the question is this one: if South Africa is doing this, what can we learn from this one? Are we confident, 100% confident to say, all the diplomatic relations that we have with all the countries are productive? That's a question that you need to ask ourselves. Are we confident to say every expenditure that we are putting in our foreign missions are good returns? Because at the end of the day, you end up gambling. Not necessarily gambling, but you end up just putting for the sake of putting. You understand what I'm saying? So that's why when you look at, when you try to look at this thing, we also try to look at what is the budget having? What is the budget having? Because when you look at international relations and trade, our budget, there is allocation of around 3.8 billion. It's an allocation of around it's 1.2 billion and, in the long run, to be 3.8 billion. That is a lot of money. It's like you are sending, people to go and fetch fish. And when you realize that some pots, there are no fish anymore or there are only frogs, then you realize to say that that is not my interest. Maybe the question is that, maybe what I should ask you, Zafia, is to say, are we not ready enough or we still need to wait? Or we are still a very small country? What do you think?
What I think first of all is a strategy. You know, we should first strategize and ask ourselves, are we doing this diplomacy for trade?
Yeah.
And I mean, I think it's also case by case.
Yeah.
Like country for different countries.
Yeah.
I mean, the reason why we would have that diplomacy, or bilateral agreements is to have, sort of a, there must be a agreement why we have that agreement.
Yeah.
In terms of, is it for trade? Is it for technical?
Yeah.
Is it for partnership in terms of, upskilling or cooperation, tourism, exchange?
Yeah.
There should be a strategy.
Yeah.
I think, however, Namibia is doing relatively well.
Yeah.
I'm not saying we can't improve.
Yeah.
But I'm saying we are doing well.
Yeah.
We have about, if I'm not mistaken, 58 diplomacy missions.
Yeah.
Which is about, I think we have embassies round about in 24 countries.
Yeah.
So it's actually relatively good for a country as small as ours.
Yeah.
Which means that we are sized down, but we can still probably re-evaluate this and say, you know, because I think that is what South Africa is currently doing.
Yeah.
They are re-evaluating and seeing, okay, this partnership is no more beneficial to the country because the country is run like a business.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm.
And in business terms, if I'm going to go sell sweets where there's no children or it's not people that like sweets, then I'm actually busy running at a loss. You understand? It's like selling ice cream in a cold country.
In winter,
basically.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'll be making money, mind you, because there will be a few, but I will not live the business potential.
You're not standing on business.
Yes. I'll be living then on charity.
Yeah. But I think when you talk about more than 25 embassies, around 25 embassy, but the last time I checked, we have around 25 to 30 embassies. Still need to verify. That is a lot of embassies. And when you look at key diplomatic decision being made, few countries come about. South Africa, China, the US, then you talk about Germany, a bit of UK, and also few African countries.
Mm.
And when you look at our trade, around 50% of our trade is on regional trade, SADC, particularly in South Africa. And other embassies, I don't want to say we must cut them. Let's go and reevaluate like what South Africa is doing. Because at the end of the day, you cannot really be neutral in a moving train anymore. That strategy worked when we were small. Mm. But now we are spending more money outside. But we are also not growing.
We need to be practical about it. It's not political. It's about being practical.
Yeah, it's about being. There's no emotions need to be put in that thing because at the end of the day, look at what your and people must get me right because, Zafia, when you have problems at home, you send somebody outside to look for assistance. That's it's a mission of international relations.
Mm.
When they say it's a diplomatic mission, it means that when you are in a diplomatic mission, they have what you call a foreign policy. It's a guideline to say we have youth unemployment in Namibia. Our guideline is to say safeguard Namibian interest outside.
Mm.
Now, if you are still going to continue expanding your relations with your relationship with other countries, but your youth unemployment is still going up, your economy is still not getting right, you are still highest unequal country in the world, and you are still grey-listed by financial task force, then you'll be able to understand that there's something that we are not doing right. Let us get our house in order. Because at the end of the day, foreign policy was supposed to expand what is happening at home, externalize what is happening with your domestic policy. If you have food insecurity and you are in diplomatic relation with a lot of bigger countries and your food security is not, you are still food insecure, then you are doing something which is not right. Go back and do a re-evaluation like what South Africa is doing. And I like what Reinhard Namora is doing. He's a young minister of international relations. And when you look at the things that he's doing, you end up realizing to say, those are some of the things that need to be commented. And I think it's high time that Namibia, we must also learn. Let us go and evaluate our policy. Let us go and see where we are lacking. Expand where it's needed, but cut out where it's not necessary. I think that is where we need to look at.
Yeah, I think Namibia has to ensure that every embassy, every envoy, or every bilateral agreement, directly or indirectly, supports our national interests. Otherwise, we risk pouring money into relationships that don't build the future we're aiming for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and maybe the other thing, need to be looked at is also to say, When we send these missions, do we have targets? It's only that, you know, sometimes things of international relations, some are a bit secret, which I understand, but we have target, particularly at the economic level. Do you have targets to say, this is what you want to reach? Do you have a target or you are just going to be there? Zafia has been, an ambassador to country C for 10 years. And, thank you very much. You are retiring. Come back home. And sit down. Or do you have a target to say at least reach this?
Yeah, or a strategy. What is your strategy in that country?
Yeah. You must always have a strategy to say.
And are we reviewing them, you know, annually to see is this, and I think that is what the discussion should be about.
Yeah.
Like you said, let's go back and see, let's review each diplomatic mission.
Yeah.
And see how is this beneficial to the country.
Mm.
And if it's not beneficial to the country, then let's cut ties because most likely is that those diplomatic missions in Namibia are probably benefiting more in our own country than we are benefiting from them. You understand?
Yeah, I hear you.
Let's take, for example, I'm just taking a random country. This country doesn't exist because I don't want to offend any country. Let's take Red.
Yeah.
Country Red is having a high commission or having an embassy in Namibia.
Yeah.
But they are benefiting more from Namibia than Namibia actually benefits from Red Country.
Yeah. And I like what happened. I think if I'm seeing under correction, if the last year when Namibia and Nigeria had a bit of a conference of diplomats to reevaluate what they are trading with each other and to reevaluate what they are doing, because you know what happened, Zafia, is that Namibia have been in relationship with, in diplomatic relation with Nigeria for quite a long time.
Mm.
Then by the end of this year, they realized to say, no, guys, let's go and back and sit down. Although we have been in relation, in the diplomatic relations, our trade is still low. Mm. Our trade is still low. We are still not really cooperating in terms of other sectors like energy. And I like what they did, because they went and sit down and say, although we are friends for a long time, our trade is at a lower level. Mm. It's at lower level to nothing. Because the only thing, the only most important thing that we benefit from Nigeria, there was a bit of, in terms of academia, in terms of sharing of technical skills, in terms of, when you go to university, you realize to say there's a bit of good agreements on that line. But I like what they did, because they say something that I cannot really recall how it's called, because it was, it's called a by commission. Yeah, it's a bit like that, but what I know, it was a bilateral meetings between Namibian diplomats and also Nigerian diplomats, and their aim. And they sent their minister of state and foreign relations. And it was a big thing to say, let's go back, let's go and sit down, let's go and evaluate. And how many times Namibia is doing that? And that's the only thing that I can comment about Namibia. I don't know who initiated it. But realizing to say, we are friends, but our friendship, there's really nothing tangible. Let's try to advance it and how we can assist one another. Because if that is not happening, we are shooting ourselves in the foot. So, dear listeners, we have around 12 minutes before we come to the end of our conversation. We are looking at unproductive diplomatic relations. We are trying to unpack what happened in SA, doing a comparative analysis with Namibia. And yeah, you can call us. You can engage us at 083-288-401.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Mukungulele kwa tuko maikuto wami na apiri kwa mavuchaziva. Mvele kisema app ato wakasi nchavu kamso, zakale riferire, mise kunani zencha. Kuzwa kwa kushimba lifera zari vuka kuya kwa lifasi la lifera fama kepe. Muvone maikuto amancha a imba ep, muikutwe kulibusie mbasa antoye nguyetuna. Muikole sifera fama kepe, marizo hola mina. Hamuvone, imba encha ni encha farizwe ikopanya mifuta ya lifera matasa ep ilini, kukopanya naha ni kuhasa nyali nzira mlimu. Zengwi, zefu mani hamasifera sesifa ep ya imba, kize tatama. Elsin, Ehangano, Oshiherero, Omaemuriro, Catholic, Smane Kakarunga, Africans, Nizengwi Zengata. Muluri zeze kachenu, haiva mtavira kulisfera sa kereke ya mina, si ekezwe fa mkoloko walifera za imba, fa 081-235-8063, kapa mlumere imele kwa digital@omalighty.com. Muzive ni kufuma na imba kachenu, mukona kuifumana fa App Store ni Google Play Store.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Listen to Eagle FM in Lodritz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.0.
Oulio mnangeshefa, ne wahara kushivifa oma akuroyo kupitira muhorike radio station aweyo Eagle FM. Enya mukuro olongaha. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosho ipindi kono rahetatu imwe, heari imwe, ne heari, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 081-7147-116. Mwamberewa kono rahetatu natu, mbali o hetatu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Ninge dumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opo umone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Yeah, we are continuing with business and economic segment. We are continuing with our business and economic segment discussion. Today we are looking at global affairs. Today we are looking at international relations. Today we are trying to understand the necessity of state relationship with other state, the beneficial relationships, and also re-evaluation of what you send outside and what you are bringing inside, and also trying to understand, do the whole analysis of your institution, because a state is the same as an institution. A state is the same as a company, as a ministry. It's a bigger institution at a bigger level. And what is necessary is to do an evaluation to say, what are the things which I'm doing right? What are the things which I'm doing wrong? And where do we need to fix? And what are the other things that we need to say goodbye to? Because analyzing diplomatic mission doesn't necessarily mean you need to cut all of them or cut them entirely. You can lower them, and also you can also lower their value in terms of putting effort, too much effort in them. Because when you say, I'm going to close down the embassy to save my cost, then I'll operate my mission to this country at the consular level, then you realize to say, this is cutting cost, and it's necessary for the development, because it doesn't necessarily mean that the person is not your friend. It just means that it's your friend, but you have other important interest that you are looking into, and with that respect, you are keeping it at that level until to the point where you say, I think our relation is picking up, is becoming bigger enough. We need to engage more, and we also need capacity there, because deploying an ambassador to an ambassador is a bigger person. An ambassador at the international level is a very big person. At international level, is next to Minister of International Relations and the President, because we only have three people there, and they have levels. Yeah, that's why it's always very important to make sure that when you are playing your diplomatic cards, or when you are doing your choices, think about us at home. Mm. Yeah, you must think about us at home, because international relations is not different from domestic affairs, because it's you going out to us to help us to eat at home.
Mm.
But if you go out and you have a lot of transport money, then you are not leaving us with anything at home, and you are staying there for a long time, you are not on our side.
Mm.
Because it's one thing to deploy somebody outside, and it's also one thing when our Namibian people are suffering, or when our Namibian people are not getting what is necessary they are not getting what they were supposed to get, because sending somebody in the mission is one thing, but if you are doing a calculated to say, if I have to save this money and do a certain project, or if I have to lower this and do a certain project with this money, because it's already symbolic. Because we are done with that thing of being symbolic. We are done with that thing of maybe when we got independence, it was a good strategy to say we are friends with everyone. But if you are not playing according to our cards, if you are cutting our interest, why can't we let you go? Then you focus with those who is complying. Or maybe even if you are not letting you go, we are focusing more on interests which are ours.
Mm.
Yeah, because it's always something which I don't want to say is paining me, something which I don't find happy with when, or maybe somebody need to educate me more on that, when our state is condemning something which happened outside and it's end there. It's condemning again with something which happened outside and it's end there.
Mm.
But if you are hating our friends, not necessarily means that we have to fight you. It means that we also need to look at what are your missions?
Mm.
Why should I continue doing this trade with you? What are your missions? Yeah.
Yeah, just like you mentioned, that as much as we also look at the diplomatic missions, or the embassies, the relationship, we also need to look at the people representing Namibia.
Yeah.
You mentioned briefly in terms of how are you representing us there?
Yeah.
You know, are you making the best of that like we also mentioned earlier about the strategy. Are you doing your best in that country?
Mm.
Or is it just a paid holiday, you know?
it's a retirement home.
A retirement, you know, a vacation for it's 5 years or whatever the term is. So are you making the most of that opportunity? Because at the end of the day, you need to think back that I'm doing this for my country. This is my job.
And I
need to bring back the best I can for my country. I need to basically represent Namibia, and I need to deal business with this country based on Namibia and in the best interest, of course, for Namibia.
You know, things must go beyond vacation. Things must go beyond vacation. Things must go beyond retirement home, because a diplomat was not supposed to go there and the rest, because diplomats were supposed to be well trained, very intelligent, and also understand what's happening around, so that they can be able to make sure that they bring something back at home. If you just go and ask retired diplomats to say they have been in the mission for 5 years, maybe 10, maybe 15, what did you do for your country? What are the tangible things that you do? Yeah, sometimes it's also very difficult to see tangible things in terms of quantity. But how many relationships did you build? How many assistants did you bring at home? How many kids did you assist to go to university with the country that you were into? What did you do? Then those who did something, they will tell you. Those who did not do anything, they will try to be very diplomatic. Okay, let's take the caller.
Good evening. Welcome to Eagle FM.
Good evening. It's a great conversation you guys are having. I just have a question about what does it mean if a particular country doesn't have a diplomat in another country?
Come again?
If there's two countries, let's say Namibia, South Africa.
Yes.
What would it mean if those countries don't have diplomats in each other's countries?
Yeah, it's actually a very good question. If they don't have diplomats in other countries, I think it says a lot about their relationships. Their relationships are just at a basic level. You can have a relationship without having a diplomat on the other side. But when you talk about diplomatic relation, we also have levels to say, are they operating at a consular level or they are operating at embassy level? If you are they operating at embassy level, it's a bigger thing. But if it's just state to state, we can be friends, but not really good friends. But if you have a diplomat on the other country to say you have a high commissioner or you have a ambassador there, it means that you are in former relations. Maybe you meet, if you can be friends at the regional level. You don't necessarily need to have embassy everywhere. You can meet at SADC level. If you sign an agreement at SADC level, you are still friends at regional level, but not at the bilateral level. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
Is there anything else?
That was all. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, because, you know, Zafia, you can be friends through somebody. You know, it's like human beings. You can be friends through somebody's friend.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because you are my friend, then we meet at your house. Maybe you have a party, for example. Then your friends come in. Then you say, no, this is also my friend.
Yes.
You understand what I mean? You are a friend at that level.
Yes.
Yeah, that's why countries, they can form relationships with others at a regional level. We are just friends at SADC, but you don't have embassy in the other countries. Or we are friends at SACU, or at those regional bodies, or maybe they meet at BRICS, but they are not have a direct relationship with others. So, I think with that, from my side, in terms of unproductive diplomatic relations, I think I'm good.
Yeah, I think there's no diplomatic relationship, basically.
Yeah.
Like you said, I know that country, but I don't have a diplomatic relationship.
Yeah,
you
just
know, there's
somebody that you know.
It's, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, there's no, use of consuls or honorary consuls, as well as limited or indirect representation. Like there are countries that we have no diplomatic relationships with, as well as there's no representation of Namibia in that country.
Yeah.
And there is no benefit of the relationship for us to have that bilateral agreement.
Yeah, and it doesn't mean that you are not going to work with that country. You can still trade.
We might be in the future.
You know that you can still trade with somebody that you don't have diplomatic relations. But diplomacy, diplomatic relations just give you a privilege or maybe special treatment.
Yes.
So dear listeners, thank you very much for listening to us. We are coming to the end of our discussion. And see you tomorrow. Thank you, and continue following on all our social media platforms.
Please tune in tomorrow at 7 again. I mean, at 6 again.
Sharp, sharp.
Goodbye. Adios.
Mukungulele kwa tuko maikuto amina apiri kwa mavuchaziva. Muvere kusema app atolo kasi nchavu kamso, zakale liferile, mise kunani zencha. Kuzwa kwa kushimba lifera zari vuka, kuya kwa lifasi la lifera fama kepe. Muvone maikuto amancha, aimba app.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura, and I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM,
the views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff. Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Back your preconceptions of technology. Explore the apps that are redefining the future. Out with the old and in with the new. From carrying physical hard copy hymn books to the world of digital hymn book versions. See the bold new expressions of the Imba app. Feel like you're part of something bigger. Experience the digital hymn book in the palm of your hands. Behold, the new and improved Imba that brings together various hymn books under one app. Here to unite a nation and spread the gospel. Some of the featured hymn books on Imba app are the Elsie Nehangano, Leo Sherero Omaimburiro, the Catholics Imane Kakarunga, the Afrikaans Sing for Tierra, and many more. Contact us today if you'd like for your church hymn book to be added onto the list of Imba hymn books. 081-23-58-063. You can also email us at digital@omalaiti.com. Download and discover Imba today. You can find it on the App Store as well as the Google Play Store.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM.